Maris Middleton closed an eye and cocked her head to view the banner strung over Front Street. It read, Serenity Island Summer Solstice Festival, June 18 to 20. But something about it wasn't right. She motioned with one hand. It's still too far over that way. Gabriel Spencer, the young man who worked for the City of Serenity, pulled the banner farther across the gable. How's this? Maris positioned herself on the broken white line that ran down the street. She stepped back and took in the banner, now hanging perfectly straight and centered. She gave Gabriel a thumbs up. That looks great. He nodded and fastened the banner in place. Maris gazed at the transformed street, taking in the festive decorations. Sunflower garlands wrapped around the lampposts and bobbed lightly as a breeze rolled through. Hand-painted signs directed visitors to festival attractions. The stylized moons and stars providing whimsical guidance. Round paper lanterns in shades of pale yellow waited patiently overhead like dormant fireflies, ready to glow. The sound of hammering echoed down the street as the various vendors and shop owners built their stalls for the event. An electric energy mixed with the briny ocean air, and Maris closed her eyes for a moment, imagining the street as it could be on the opening day of the festival. People milling through, stopping to buy beeswax candles in an array of colors, glittering crystals and polished stones, tarot cards and readings. Twice as many vendors had signed up this year, along with food trucks offering tempting treats and culinary experiences. She could almost smell the shrimp and grits. Her mouth watered at the thought. She imagined the band playing on the temporary stage near the gazebo at the center of town. In her mind, the music floated through the streets, adding to the electric energy. This year would be the best festival ever.
It does look good.
Liam Cooper's deep voice startled Maris from her contemplation, and her eyes flew open. She craned her neck at his 6'4" frame and gave the police chief a side-eyed glance. Maris pressed a hand against her chest. Holy goddess, chief, you scared me.
Yeah? Didn't know you scared so easy.
His eyes crinkled at the edges, and a mischievous grin played at the corners of his mouth. The silver threading through his short dark hair glinted in the late afternoon sun. I don't. Maris pushed her curls off her forehead, suddenly self-conscious of her silver streak. Why did men always look so much better with a little gray in their hair?
So, how much longer are you going to be blocking traffic?
Maris rolled her eyes. We're getting it done as quickly as we can. I've got one more banner to hang here and two on Market Street. Will that be a problem?
Nope.
The chief's deep blue eyes sparkled.
I just like giving you a hard time.
I figured as much. She coaxed her glasses higher on the bridge of her nose. The chief had moved to Serenity Island 18 months ago, after taking early retirement from the Defenders of Light, a magical law enforcement agency. He'd never told her the full story of why he'd left. Like many of the inhabitants of the small island, she figured he'd moved here to get away from something. The town's motto, where magic meets the tides, appealed to all sorts of magical creatures, especially witches and fairies. But a pair of djinns, a family of vampires, and one werewolf also lived on the small island off the coast of South Carolina. Maris had been born here and was from one of the first families of witches to inhabit the town over 100 years ago. She never pushed Liam on his reasons for leaving the DOL and taking on the position of police chief. It was none of her business, really. Even though, in a place like Serenity, everyone was in everyone else's business. So I still have those banners to hang, as well as a few more posters in the town square. Maris paused and glanced down at the clipboard in her hand. And about 1,000,000 other things to do. Are you planning to harass me all day?